Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Over the midcourt line, Kobe. Kobe's going to dribble it out. And this ball game is over. The San Antonio Spurs, on Greg Popovich's 73rd birthday, prevail 131 to 122.
And the Bulls, that was Chuck Zorsky, the Bulls' final call, right here, heard right here on WSCR, 670 AM, Chicago, the score. And the Bulls honored Greg Popovich by allowing the Spurs to hit 73% from three-point range last night. Something like that. Welcome in, welcome back. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde with you, Chicago Sports Radio, 670, the score, Saturday suckage. It was just... It was a thing. It was awful. It was ugly. So in times like this, we turn to Rick Camp. He joins us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Rick?
Why is it that when things are going bad, you go to me?
Because we
usually that's how women treat me, but I mean, I figured you guys would be slightly better than that.
Because I think
self-burn, those are rare.
Stress eating, I think, is a part of what's going on here. So we turn to you for the goodness that you bring in the I'm Fat podcast. But let's talk about the Bulls allowing 48 points from three-point range, allowing a 43% three-point accuracy. They gave up 58 points in the paint. And they watched the Spurs record 35 assists, forcing just 7 turnovers. Should we just get back to you in 6 to 8 weeks, like everything else with the Bulls these days, Rick?
I mean, it sure feels like it. And that like offensive performance from the Spurs was interesting because that's not really their profile. That's a really like modern, like, you know, at the rim and three-point approach. And that's not really the way they've trended most of the year. And it is fitting, though, that the Spurs got the 35 assists because, I don't know if you guys know this, but Jim Boylan, who once said he wanted the Bulls to average 35 assists, coached under Greg Popovich. So that's
We need to keep playing the way we're playing.
You're right. Popovich, though, does not coach by faith. However, like for this game individually, I think it was just... DeJounte Murray's really, really good, and he's just because he plays in San Antonio, and he's a guy that's more on the rise this year. Like, he's the main reason, from the San Antonio perspective, they were totally cool with DeMar DeRozan leaving this past offseason because they knew DeRozan didn't want to stay, and also they wanted to, you know, give more of the playmaking responsibilities to Murray, and that's why he's had, I believe, 10 triple-doubles this year and was a rebound shy of one yesterday. But the thing that Greg Popovich did, and you know, on his birthday, having a nice defensive adjustment, was in the second half they came out really taking away the mid-range and daring the Bulls to hit some three-point shots, and the Bulls just clearly didn't do that. And DeRozan even, you know, made 1-3, but he only attempted one, so he was still trying to get to his spots. And that just ended up being the difference that, you know, the Bulls weren't hitting their threes. I mean, when you go 8-for-30, that's just kind of one of those things where you definitely miss Lonzo Ball in those instances. And when it came to slowing down DeJounte Murray, the Bulls' defense is mostly predicated on being able to stop guys at the point of attack. Well, that's where Lonzo and Alex Caruso would have come in. So, yeah, they're definitely still missing those guys a lot.
Big time. Yeah, man. And then on offense, the Popovich had them pick and rolling in that final quarter on every single play as well. And was Billy Donovan just out-coached by Greg Popovich on this night?
There's maybe an element of that, but I think as much as anything, it was just personnel because, I mean, this is why I had some of the issues I have with the Bulls thinking about the playoffs is because in the playoffs, when one thing works, good coaches keep having their guys go back to it and go back to it and go back to it until it gets stopped. And part of the reason, especially in pick and roll, that you really miss Caruso and Ball is the way the Bulls want to do it is it's tough to stop a guy from just straight getting to the rim just by the nature of how the game is called. But that guy is supposed to make it harder on the ball handler. So that way he's either off balance when he gets to the spot he wants, or he gets to the rim, but he's not at the spot he wants to make the job on Vucevic a little bit easier. So when he's at least just like in the right spot, he's able to contest enough to make it a really difficult shot for the ball handler. That's what they were doing early in the season. But now that guys are getting more of a free run in terms of getting to Vucevic, it makes it easier for them to get around him because he's not the most agile or vertical dude in the world.
Talking with Rick Camp, he is the host of the Bulls postgame show here after Bulls games. Tomorrow's Bulls game, by the way, is at 2:15. The pregame starts, Chuck's pregame. They will host Portland. That means we will be carrying NFL football, but not till later. So the AFC Championship game will be heard on our brother station, WBBM 780 AM, and that begins kickoffs at 2. And after the Bulls game, after the NFC Championship game, 49ers and Rams will be here on the score. But it's the Bulls and Portland tomorrow. We'll see if the defense is better. There was a moment in Billy Donovan's postgame last night, Rick, that I wanted to bring back for our audience in case our listener, our audience, missed it. And I think it spoke to, he was really diplomatic about what he said. So we'll listen to him, and then I guess we'll interpret it for a...
Yeah, you know, I think there's like this misconception of, maybe, you know, other people need to do other people's jobs. I mean, the reality is that, you know, defense is a man's situation, you know, and, you know, if we're going to sit there and say, hey, you two guys or you three guys don't have to worry about playing defense, it's someone else's job, you're never going to be a good team defense. That takes all five guys. Now, I do think offensively there's roles, there's guys have skill levels, and you want to try to put guys where they're maximizing their skill levels. But, you know, defensively, everybody's going to have to block out. Everybody's going to get back in transition. Everybody's going to have to guard the ball. Everybody's going to have to get over pick and roll. Everybody's going to have to deal with screening actions. And you can't just sit there and say, okay, well, you take care of all the screens, you take care of all the pick and rolls, you take care of all the rebounds. We got to do all that stuff collectively.
That's Bulls coach Billy Donovan, and basically saying our best offensive players are going to have to play defense because our best defensive players aren't there. So get with it. I thought that was very diplomatically done, Rick.
Yeah, that was really well done because DeMar DeRozan is in his 13th year and he still hasn't figured out the whole, well, maybe he's figured it out. He just doesn't care about the defensive effort part of it. Because DeRozan's just never, like, that's part of the reason people were down on him when he came over is like, yeah, he can help your offense a lot. And he has been absolutely wonderful for the Bulls. However, his defense sucks. And it generally always has. And that's just part of the DeMar DeRozan thing, is that he doesn't play defense very well. And Zach LaVine has gotten a lot better, especially on the ball, or in terms of like jumping passing lanes, but in terms of kind of like being able to keep an eye on who has the ball and then also keeping an eye on his own guy, I don't think that's necessarily a lack of effort thing, but it's something that he still has his issues with. And then obviously Vucevic is a limited defender. So that's part of the reason that, you know, you look at this team, even when more healthy, of this is why they need every piece and why people were lower on them than they've ended up being, and they've exceeded expectations, is because The pieces fit together so well, but they need all the pieces for it to fit together that well. But, so for the Bulls to be a team that could maybe get to, you know, have a chance of winning a second round series in the playoffs, they need everybody to be healthy.
By the way, as for the doubters of DeMar DeRozan, I didn't have a problem with it like some people did. And I know you were one of them, Rick. Mm-hmm. I am so sick and tired of people taking, like, it's really weird the victory lap a lot of people are taking over DeMar DeRozan being an all-star starter and being good, as you said, with the Bulls, towards people who had rational doubts about DeMar DeRozan. But it's pretty harsh, you know, and I am sick of hearing about, I've heard Stacey King go off on many occasions. There were rational reasons to think that at this age, not that he's that old, but having, you know, coming in here, that it may not have been a great fit. Have you sense that more with this, like, more like I got it right, nah, 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 than with past hot topics?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. This has been an absolute, because it's coincided with the Bulls getting better. So everybody is just that much more emphatic about it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, too, and part of it is, and mind you, like, I was very happy to be wrong about that. That's part of the other thing is people are thinking, because you thought this ahead of time, that means you hate the Bulls. No, that's not the case. It's that I thought it wasn't a great fit. And it's proving to a point to not be a great fit, just maybe in a different way than people thought before, where it's Vucevic that's the one that's getting affected offensively, not DeRozan or LaVine. That, because Vucevic and DeRozan like to share a lot of the same spots on the floor. So that's definitely been a thing. And then also the fact that you traded a first-round pick and a guy who's a rotation player for the Bulls in Thad Young to get DeMar DeRozan, to have the right to probably overpay him over the course of his deal. So that was more the part of it. It wasn't necessarily as much about basketball fit. It's how much did you pay versus what you probably could have paid. And also that you gave up another first round pick and a guy who you in theory could have maybe traded for another first round pick or at least two second round picks. So it was as much about the asset play as anything else. So when you see people say, well, you know, worst signing in the league, well, they're taking things out of context, at least from people that are smart that were saying that, because it's bad signing partially because of what you had to give up in sign and trade to make that happen. And because you did all these sign and trades, you're hard capped. So you can only improve your team so much. You can't take on all the money if they even wanted to this year because they're hard capped.
We're talking with Rick Camp, host of the Bulls post-game show right here on The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. So as long as we're going back to what was said before the season started and projections, and the Bulls were projected to be, well, we think they could be a sixth seed. We think they could avoid that whole ugliness of the play-in, maybe challenge for the fourth seed. So this might not have been the path, but injuries and sort of lack of a specific spot or specific personnel might get them to that point. Where do you think they end up at this point, Rick?
As I'm looking at the Eastern Conference standings, they are a game away from the sixth seed, and they're three games away from the seventh seed, which is Charlotte, who's been playing a little bit better lately. Easy for me to say.
No, it's not. Right the first not time. Really. Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Right.
A little letter.
Yep. I think they still end up in the top six. Like, that was all these injuries happened recently and they became the Chicago 6 to 8 weekers. Like, that was the thing for me is, okay, the expectation should be stay out of the play-in. Whatever happens from there on, you essentially hope that you're healthy by the playoffs. And even if you have a tougher matchup than you might have had before, you deal with it. So stay in the top six. That's my only expectation or hope at this point. Until they get everybody back, is just to be able to stay there. Stay in the top six. Don't have to deal with weirdness from the play-in, because there's teams in the play-in that could give the Bulls a little bit of trouble. If everything ended today, the play-in would be Charlotte, Boston, Toronto, and Washington. And while they're not they're not the best teams in the world. They're unique teams that provide some different challenge, specific challenges to different teams. So if you can avoid one game weirdness, cool. Do that. That should be the goal at this point. They're at the 2 seed right now, and that's fantastic because it gives them that little bit of wiggle room. But, you know, Milwaukee, they can probably turn it on when they want. The fact that Cleveland, with all the – that's the thing where the Bulls have to look at too. With all the injuries the Cavs have dealt with, they're still 30-19.
They're two out.
And they have the second easiest schedule down the stretch.
Yeah.
So even though you might say in the playoffs maybe the Bulls are a better team than them if the Bulls are healthy, the Cavs have a much easier path down the stretch. And then the Bucks are the Bucks. Joel Embiid's playing at an MVP level right now. It'll be interesting to see what the Nets look like. But, you know, if the Bulls end up as the 5 or 6, if we try to take it back to preseason expectation, if you would have said, hey, sign up, you can sign up for the Bulls to be the 6th seed and avoid the play-in right now, I think a vast majority of Bulls fans would have done it.
Oh, man, I love the Eastern Conference. It's great that it's like this because it wasn't that long ago that it was bad.
It's much better than the West. Look at the West.
I know,
you have a team as of now that would be in the play-in that's 21-28.
Oh, man.
Matt Nagy's Bears?
Yeah. Hey, I have an important question. I can't let go here. It's at the bottom of my notes, admittedly. Are those new uniforms this year for the Spurs, the Starburst Tropical or whatever they're going for? That's this year, right?
Yeah, that's their City Connect jerseys this year.
Oh, okay.
They are awesome. And the court paired with it is great.
They look like Starburst.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's like if you took the Jackie Moon jerseys and put them with the like 1990s Spurs jerseys, like before they had Tim Duncan style.
But are you sure those are the City Connect? Because the floor, unless they did the floor in City Connect too, because their floor is the exact same pattern. So I thought maybe they just changed their whole logo and remarketed the team.
No, I think they should do that with that color scheme. But no, a lot of the teams, I don't know if every team does it where they have like a different court pattern to pair with their City Connect jerseys as well.
Okay. As you can see, I haven't been watching a whole lot of Spurs basketball this year.
So. And you know what? You're not alone.
No, that's true.
I have been because I'm on League Pass all the time.
Of course,
that's pretty much. And so I get to see all that, and then all the in-break entertainment that they show on League Pass. That's a whole other thing.
Oh wow! I didn't know that. That's incredible. I might just have to invest.
So Rick, we have some food questions for you.
Okay.
All right. Where, as many of you know, Rick is the co-founder and the co-eater on the I'm Fat podcast with Jay Zawoski. And this comes from Iceland, this first issue. It's recently there was something they called Farmer's Day, or translates as Farmer's Day, also Men's Day or Husband's Day in Iceland. And they served a pizza that was a cheese pizza topped with arugula or rucola, which is arugula, and carrot slices. But the crowning touch on this pizza was a braised sheep's face. The entire sheep's head was sitting on the pizza. That's how they served it. Eating it is a task where you remove the sheep's face after you've taken the pictures and put it on Twitter, I guess. And then you cut out a slice of pizza, and then you rip the pieces of meat off the sheep's face.
No.
You dip it in a sauce, and then you put it on your slice of pizza. How you fix for that, Rick?
I mean, that's a bridge too far for me. to put arugula on the pizza is just a bridge too far.
It is. You never had I think arugula on pizza is really good, but
it's green.
It's green. It has no place on there.
Yeah, it's exactly. A pepper. Yes, exactly. Like there's very minimal things that can be green and on a pizza, and generally they have to be diced pretty small. But I also want my pizza to be no assembly required. So I guess that'll take the sheep's head out for me too. Darn.
All right, darn. Now here's something featuring Mark's good buddy Chance the Rapper.
Oh, Chance. Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
he gets dairy and non-dairy versions with Ben and Jerry's called Mint Chocolate Chance. So it's mint ice cream loaded with fudge brownies. As you guys like to say, there's no bad words in there, or I sense mint ice cream is a polarizing issue in the food world. Share it with is. Us.
No, I think that sounds pretty great, honestly. Like, I don't choose mint ice cream as often as most, but it's not because I dislike it. So, like, that sounds wonderful. I would absolutely have that, but I need the dairy version. This non-dairy whatever. Yeah, get right. that out of my face. Give me the dairy version. I need my mint. I'm here for mint ice cream.
Yeah.
I need the brownies. Like, that, yes. Just sign me up.
I'm with you on the top with brownies. I would top it. I would take brownies and put them on top of the mint sure. chocolate chip brownie. But Chance, you know, mint chocolate Chance. That's did Mark, did your buddy Chance the Rapper share any of this with you? Did you know?
Next time I run into him in the neighborhood, yeah. I will ask him as long as he is not busy. So I get updates. Yeah. Updates.
Okay. Yep. Rick,
I don't think you sounded sincere there, Mark.
No, I really, he does. He actually, no joke.
This is a true
rapper.
Thing.
He
this
lives is... in my neighborhood and it was, what is like a year ago. I had never seen, I know where he lives and I've been walked by his place a billion times. And I was walking down the street, on Ohio Street, East Ohio, and walking down the street and there comes like, it's Chance. He's wearing he's got the three hat on and everything. Like, he's in costume in public.
I don't doubt that you could find that man, but it's a matter of, like, being willing to go up to him and be like, so, Chance, that your ice cream. How about that whole deal?
Yeah, got a pint? You had a pint on you could spare?
Yeah, I did sort of stop him. I mean, I didn't stop him, but I was just like, hey, how's the Chance? I introduced myself, and he said, oh, nice to meet you, and that was it. I let him go. Didn't want to bug the dude. But yeah, would I take it to that extreme? I'd have to be in a gutsy mood.
No, you just have to want dessert. That's all. And that's I think true. He would welcome the chance to hey, get the kind of Saturday suckage publicity we can
I
give
am
him.
Looking to collaborate with You're Chance. Collaborate. I mean, if we're close, you know.
Last item, Rick. I'd not heard of this, but I think this sounds delicious. And apparently it's a regular thing up in Milwaukee. So I don't know if the I'm Fat podcast
Winning?
Is... has done a has done remotes, yeah. But there's a bar next to Marquette's home arena, and okay. it's called and what they serve duck nachos.
I'd be here for that on principle. I would need more. I need a few more details of what all goes on said nachos and the construction of said nachos. However, yeah. on its face. Duck nachos is something I would be here for.
I think it sounds great. It would appear...
I'm not literally putting the face on the nachos. Like,
like the sheep's head?
Yes. I'm not talking literally, but, you know, on the basic concept, I'm here for it.
This head thing needn't be a trend. We don't need this. Exactly. That is... No. I don't want to go to the trendy restaurants in Chicago and get their face special.
No.
Yes. Give me the sheep's head special. There you go.
I mean, most of the time with that title of a special, you're not at a restaurant, but you know.
Yeah, it's a cut-rate Godfather movie. The sheep's head in the bed. All right, Rick, I appreciate your time. Thank you for sharing bulls and food with us, as always.
I appreciate you guys having me, as always.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Rick.
That's Rick Camp, Bulls post-game host. We like having him on. He loves the game, as you can tell, and he loves food, as you can tell. And those are passions that we respect around here. By the way, speaking of you and Chance, rapper,
yeah, or Kanye, got a relationship with Kanye.
Ye,
too.
Yeah, that's right. Ye, don't you just call him Ye?
What's up, Ye? No, you know what? Yeah. No, we didn't go Ye on him, but I'm just fellas to him. What's up, fella?
Well, we had this appears in various forms of. You know, brush with whether it's brush with greatness, but some kind of celebrity interaction. On Twitter, it became a thing of tell me about the strangest interaction you've had with a celebrity, which we've all had that somewhat sure. formed as a story there.
Yeah.
This is one of the best answers I've ever heard or seen. This came on Twitter. Tell me the strangest interaction you've had with a celebrity. And Sasha Spielberg tweeted, my birth. Isn't that great?
That is great.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with more Saturday Suckage, because it's what we do, and we don't want to disappoint you. And there was no lack of Bears, former Bears fans, just pitching steamers. Pitching, you know, if you talk about the loaf chart, pitching a loaf all over the Packers and the Packers steamers. We're going to share some of that, and I don't know, we'll fill out the hour and hope that nobody important is listening to the show.
Oh, man.
Oh, this sucks even for us.
Body parts funny, body functions not. I don't know.
No, they are. You can't do that. It all has to. No,
I'm laughing.
Body functions are. Yeah.
I thought a commercial would be playing by now.
Yeah, I dumped that one.
Oh, really?
Really? What did you dump?
What happened?
People online heard it. What? All right, we'll discuss
this.
Wait
a minute.
Wait, what happened?
Okay. All right, we'll discuss.
What got dumped? What? I didn't say any words.
Did I?
I don't.
Was it me? Or was it him? It was
I'll explain during the break.
Okay.
I guess we better take it then. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
News, Stevie Sunshine, Rosenblum and Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. I did not think we would see this tweet. Tom Brady, ladies and gentlemen, is retiring from football after 22 extraordinary seasons. This is from Adam Schefter, multiple sources.
And I have some breaking news for you.
Yep, telling Jeff Darlington and me. Again, that's Adam Schefter, ESPN. More to come on this breaking news that Tom Brady is retiring.
Aaron Rodgers to Tampa Bay. I guess that's what that means.
Wow.
Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. Well, we can't say it was a surprise. He kept... hinting at it.
Yeah, but players always hint at retirement. And I just know, I did, considering how well he played this year, it, to come out with this news this early, this is a surprise to me.
I wasn't really. Once they didn't win, and you know, as toxic of a human being as I think Brady is for enabling a domestic abuser like Antonio Brown, same with Bruce Arians, I just think there's a sick stripe of toxicity about them. I was glad the way it ended, and I think that he had done whatever he was going to sacrifice or do in the name of winning, including enabling sick guy like that, that you're done after that. Where are you going to go? And you're 44, 45. It's so I can't. I think we all saw this coming. We knew it was going to happen. Do you think it was going to come later in summer?
Yeah, I thought it would come later or wouldn't come at all. Those would have been, if I had to like choose two possibilities, it would have been way later, or not way later. I don't think he would have screwed over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but it would have come later. And moreover, I really thought he would have come back again. So I guess, based on the comments that he did make in his own podcast with Jim Gray, he can't really come back from those, though, now that I think about it, because he was talking about how what his family has done for him and what they have done to help his needs, and he said he now wants to help their needs, a lot of that. And sometimes we hear that stuff, and for me, it goes in one ear and out the other, just because we see so many coaches attribute family as to why I'm leaving, or some ambiguous health thing, and then they're back the next year. So I've become a little bit jaded by that, but maybe I should have been listening a little bit more closely. I don't know. Why would I have anybody suspected that Tom Brady would retire, considering the year he had and considered how far he's come already at an extraordinary age?
I think if you listen to the way he was talking after the loss last weekend, I got the feeling that he was done. Just like the way he was talking about his family and, you know, spending time with his kids and whatnot, like it seemed like a guy that was more seriously than in the past considering walking away.
Yeah, I guess so, and I guess maybe I didn't allow myself to hear it that way.
I've looked at it as code for what's really on this roster. With every athlete who says that, what's really on this roster. And in Brady's case, I looked at that. And again, I said, whatever he was willing to sacrifice in terms of what diminishing moral compass, what diminishing moral code he had with Antonio Brown. And then that didn't work out, as the guy just showed you his true colors. And Gronk is not, you know, there's not enough there. They were going to have to find different ways to do it. They couldn't find different ways to do it. They couldn't win. They couldn't get there. And that, now what? He's certainly not, you know, 45. He's not going to be about rebuilding. So I don't think he saw a quick fix.
So then maybe he could retire and go to another team, do the Brett Favre.
Sure, why not?
So you are actually doubting the family thing then too.
Yes, in a way I was. It is convenient. It is a true thing. But I think looking at that, I think he looked at the roster. I always take, maybe it's just cynical of me, but I think a lot of athletes look at the roster. A lot of guys at that Brady level, or the type A, the team leader, that one guy, they go, oh, what are my chances here? As the older they get, the more acute that feeling is that roster has to be perfect for him. And
it's just so bizarre to think about heading into an NFL season without Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's 22 years, and for most of those years, he's been, you know, one of the most important figures and players in the NFL. That is shocking. And, you know, Tom Brady retires. And I guess on this air station, or on this radio station right now, I'm the only one who's shocked, but I wonder how other people feel. 312-644-6767 is the text line, or if you care to call. But, you know.
No, we have a breaking news sounder. We do not have a breaking. We do have a breaking caller sounder. It's just rusty. It's dusty. But it brings up two points I want to discuss with you. The Surefire Hall of Famer, right? There's no argument there.
Who, Brady?
Yeah. Seven. Okay. So this happened with Mario Lemieux when he inexplicably retired. He would come back. He would do that thing, But when, you know, a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma took him. And what the NFL, what the NHL did was fast track him into the Hall of Fame. It took like 3 minutes.
Mm.
There was no waiting period.
Yeah.
No time. It's like, oh yeah, he's Mario Lemieux.
Yeah.
Just like you. Oh yeah, he's Tom Brady. Why isn't he in the Hall of Fame in an hour? Why would you need to wait? Is there any question? Have an emergency meeting of all the voters. I'm serious. I look at that and I say, there's just no question that he should be fast-tracked. There should be something like this. And in 5 years, whatever the waiting period is, 3 years in the NHL, whatever they were going to do, whatever they did do, whatever rules they've set out, I think there's something to be said. Baseball should really, I mean, baseball is crazy with its Hall of Fame, but there's something to be said for celebrating Tom Brady the year he retires. Celebrating a guy like Tom Brady.
Yeah, while they're at the peak of their powers. Retires. Yes. Yes. And that would also set Tom Brady up to be the first ever player to come out of retirement as a Hall of Famer.
You know what? He could have a shirt like Tony La Russa. I'm a Hall of Famer baseball person. But his would say Hall of Famer football person.
The texter says, Brady, next Bears offensive coordinator.
Yeah,
Let's go.
Or the quarterback to lead Justin Fields.
Honestly, I'd pay Tom Brady top money to come to training camp for 2 days. Wouldn't you? Just 2 days, like training camp. 2 days, I will pay you the going rate and then double it,
so
sir.
More than $15 an hour?
Yeah.
More than yes. The Olin Kruitz rate?
Yes. What,
$30 an hour?
Yeah, how 30? Valuable. We're talking 30? Wow.
How valuable would Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or just one of these great quarterback minds be for 2 days in your training camp? Mm. I'd pay.
You know, the other thing we talked about in we were discussing coaches, and we're discussing with about the idea of what your play the cut in what Mark heard about Wani talking about he and his fellow dinosaurs is Jurassic Park. This is when you need the Jeff Goldblum voice, but this is all the Jurassic Park guys and Wani saying it would be, you know, you match the young GM with a young coach, and then he's of that belief. He thinks that's going to work. And we're talking a lot about first timers catch that lightning in a bottle, catch that next rising star.
Yeah.
Well, as long as we're talking about Brady retiring with all those Super Bowl rings, the coach who has all those Super Bowl rings minus one along with him was a guy who got it because he was on his second job or third, depending upon the time, whether you count quitting the Jets to go to work for the Patriots, but accepting the Jets job. But as far as sideline coaching, Bill Belichick needed a second try to become Bill Belichick.
He wasn't,
you know, Sean McVay. He wasn't that first time, didn't wow you there. And Pete Carroll, second time around in the NFL. He was a guy who he failed with the Jets as well. And so while we watched the Bears with a young GM and then a young coach untested, they're now going to be doing, they'll be in roles they've never done before. And yet it was Bill Belichick, the coach of this era and maybe of all time, who just needed a second chance.
Yeah. A couple of text messages that I just was giggling over. 630, I can't help but hear Bill Curtis saying Mario Lemieux.
Lemieux.
It was Lemieux. No, he said Lemieux. Okay.
Yeah, Mario Lemieux.
I didn't hear
Fantastic
that, but I could hear it.
Pictures.
And then a couple others that I wanted to read just really quickly. Or actually just one other, because I really genuinely want to know. From the 312, what is this guy talking about? How is he allowed airspace? I'm curious as to what one of us said. To whom is he referring? To what is he referring?
I think he's listening to another station and just texted us. I think,
it could be.
Because that happens often.
Yeah. That could be the I mean, it's Saturday suckage. Anything goes. But
yeah.
I was genuinely curious.
I thought you were going to Peoria Matt's text Mitch.
Oh, yes.
Mitch to Tampa Bay.
There you go. Yep. He'll be a candidate. Hey, that's a good that's what, you know, these, all these second string quarterbacks that are, you know, whether failed first stringers or guys that have been toiling away, they say, hey, there, guy, everybody gets on the phone in the chat. And hey, there's an opening. There's an opening. Good weather. Tampa Bay. Good organ. There you go. There's an opening because Tom freaking Brady retired. Oh my goodness.
Do you think that what we now know about Matt Nagy, the way he treated Mitch Trubisky in that postseason meeting, the way he paid no mind to Allen Robinson, as we heard earlier in the show from Allen Robinson, and we heard about that. Do you think that Mitch Trubisky now becomes sympathetic, and that is one reason you would give him, you would have hope that he could,
yeah,
you would give him a coach who understands what the player can do, not try to force him into something he can't do? And does this breathe new life into the Mitch Trubisky career?
As presently constituted, it doesn't seem like the NFL has a lot of guys in positions of power that are interested in that resurrection right now. And I only say that because of where he played this year. As a backup in Buffalo, behind a guy who was far and away the number one, there would be no... Mitch Trubisky didn't even find his way onto a roster where he could potentially compete with anybody. So that gives you an idea of what GMs around the league think about Mitch Trubisky right now. But the but here is that things change every single year in the NFL as to who is making the decisions. The Bears have, for example, a new guy in power in Ryan Poles. So as evaluators change, so will that possibly, because there will eventually be somebody who is not in a position of power now that was a fan of Mitch Trubisky and believes in him. So I do think he'll get another chance. Will it amount to anything? I don't know. I mean, we saw it for 4 years, you know, maybe three and a half, and there just weren't, Steve, a lot of signs of special.
Well, there were some, and one was against Tampa Bay, Tom Brady's future team, when he threw 60 TDs, right?
That did happen against, by the way, a train wreck of a secondary for the Buccaneers.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, I want to go back to the Allen Robinson stuff. We'll sort of update our listeners on what Allen Robinson said that mirrored what Mitch Trubisky said. And the more we find out about how unprofessional and ill-prepared Matt Nagy was, the more you might think things might be different. We brought up Mitch Trubisky, but suddenly Allen Robinson seems to be in play because he wants to be in play because the coach isn't the coach anymore. So we'll discuss that on Saturday Suckage. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde with you. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What was the pending free agent at that point, I didn't know which direction they were wanting to go in either way or not. So for me, I'm waiting for the exit meeting. So, okay, so we could talk about this thing. What's you know what I'm saying? Like what do y'all see or think in the foreseeable future just to give me an idea? So for me, if it's supposed to be a Zoom link sent out to me, cool. All right, I'm waiting for that Zoom link. So now we can chop it up and see what's up, even from a football side, from how do we improve on next year. Week go by, I'm no Zoom link, 2 weeks, no Zoom link. January.
No Zoom link.
Now we in the February.
No Zoom link?
And nope.
That is Allen Robinson, erstwhile, still future Bears receiver, on the Cut to It podcast with Steve Smith Sr. Talking about Matt Nagy. Just, there was no exit interview after the 2020 season. Just no talk, no nothing. Yeah, blew him off. Just
everybody's the same way Nagy's on Matt Nagy all of a sudden.
Right, man. There was the Trubisky story. No, he didn't show up for a meeting with Trubisky, and we're seeing more of the unprofessionalism of Matt Nagy, ill prepared, unprofessional, however you want to look at it. And Allen Robinson has tweeted about his love for Chicago, and everything's good. Always loved it. He's got a blue and orange, navy blue and orange heart, and that's what he's tweeting out. So that coach isn't there. That GM's not there. Somebody new here.
And maybe they see what we all saw, is that Allen Robinson wants to be here and wants to contribute. And maybe they'll bring in an offensive coordinator with a clue. What do you think?
What if they just stuck him and gave him a franchise tag again? Oh, here you go.
Yeah.
From Ryan Poles here. Yeah, yeah, you got new life here, Allen Robinson. But, no, I mean, that I did wonder about that. And, yes, it is not – the door is not shut with Allen Robinson in the Bears. I don't know if Robinson has resentment for the people higher on the food chain than Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. I don't know, because I do think, again, in the name of George McCaskey typically letting Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy do their jobs, it would seem that the negotiating would have been going on with Ryan Pace exclusively, that that was his decision and that relationship, which was business. And then it sounded like it got a little personal with Matt Nagy and what Allen Robinson was saying on the podcast. And to me, that's bizarre. That's bizarre that Matt Nagy wouldn't want, like, I can't even come up with some reason, like, that there would be, like, malice behind it. Like, somehow, some way, Matt Nagy was not wanting to call Allen. Like, I don't think that's it. I just think it was, like, complete, like, criminal neglect on the part of Matt Nagy, or thinking that everything was fine with Allen Robinson, so I don't need to talk to him. Like, I don't think it was, and maybe you think differently, I don't think it was anything, like, nasty or premeditated. Do you?
No, I don't think at that point, but I do think it devolved into that. Remember, it was Allen Robinson somewhere in the middle of this year when asked, or in answering a question about the Bears offense, said, we're trying to establish an identity 4 years later. He basically damned Matt Nagy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And he is that. He has been the identity. That's the other part. Al Robinson until last year, he was the Bears' identity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So anyways, that was the latest thing. It seems to me that opens the door. New coach, new GM. That opens the door for him to come back to a position the Bears desperately need to fill. And they certainly know what they got there. Do you remember our good friend Gordon Beckham?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Yeah. So he tweeted this out this week. I think it's hysterical when we learned the Hall of Fame results. And this is what Gordon Beckham tweeted. Since my good friend Buster Posey decided to retire this year, I am officially announcing I will be retiring as well. I want to make sure that we get into the Hall of Fame the same year. Start the countdown. That's great.
It's interesting to know, too, that he hadn't turned in his retirement papers yet.
Yes.
So, yeah.
He's
well, it was the same thing with Kyle Lawn, right? He was retired in theory, but it was really he just got fired and didn't sign to a team.
Never did fired. The paperwork. Yeah. A little sneaky. These players are sneaky, I tell you. They're all coming back, I tell you.
And we had one more piece of sound. Is that handy? Is the Bill Murray thing handy? Because it was Saturday Night Live 44 years ago that something that Trash Panda, who loves SNL, did not know existed, and it would have a life of its own, and it kind of saved Bill Murray on that show with a career that really wasn't flying on that show, given all the complexities and all the politics of that. So do we have that, Trash Panda? All right, this is one of the more famous sketches, Bill Murray on Saturday Night Live.
Let's go out with something really hot for these folks. A big hit out of 77. Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Give me the Star Wars. Don't let them end. If they should bar wars, please let these Star Wars stay. And hey, how about that nutty Star Wars bar? Can you forget all the creatures in there? And hey, Darth Vader in that black and evil mask, did he scare you as much as he scared me? Ah, Star Wars! Those near it, Star Wars. My seventh winner up here, Star Wars.
That's so great.
And then he would be on Amtrak. He would be Nick Rails. And Trash Panda never saw the sketch, never heard of the sketch, never knew it.
Yeah, you guys gotta stop living in the past.
Real quick, Jalen Johnson on the Tom Brady retirement. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. He's Mark Grody. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This has been Saturday Suckage. I want to thank Chris Emma for joining us. I want to thank Rick Camp for joining us. Trash Panda for whatever he did. And talking the DMV. And that's we'll be back next week. As long as nobody important listen to the show. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.